I got to get it in my mind that Mockingbird Hill. But that's a kind of a little combination of Mockingbird Hill and another old tune I know. Kind of combine the two of them.
From people down the river from here, or you know, down in Cajun country.
Well, I've always learned by listening to the other fella. You get his tunes.
Any old Frenchmen around here you'd learn from? Like that?
No. There's only one other fella, and I think he's about quit. There used to be a blind man up here in town, a fellow named Bill. Now, he could play a violin, a fiddle, pick a guitar, play a mandolin, a banjo. He could play any of them. I've been up there a lot. He's blind, but he died. I sure do miss him. Spent a lot of time with him.
Mm-hmm.
Fine man. His widow's still living. I used to enjoy going up there to talk to him. He could tell you something. No, I don't know. Usually there's some of these old Frenchmen is good. Now there's a young boy lives back over here a few miles. It's gonna make a good one. And then there's another boy. He's just about 22 years old. He can just tear me up. I know his daddy. His daddy's an electrician. Works with my boys. Name is Dutch. The boy's name is plays the fiddle. His name is Mike. And he's married. He's a young man. About how old are you?
22.
You're just about such a type boy as you are. Maybe a little heavier, not quite as tall, but heavier than you are. And his wife picks a guitar, and he gets on that fiddle. And they sing kind of spiritual songs, most any kind, mostly gospel songs. And he started out listening at me. Want me to show him? I said, boy, I can't show you. I can't tell you one thing. All I can tell you is what chord I'm in. As far as the notes, I don't know one note from another. So he went over here to Hattiesburg, Mississippi. Somebody over there got a school or something that taught him how to play by notes.